TaxMyTax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to AxeMyTax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into this Christmas Eve edition, Wednesday, December 24th, 2025. Last half hour of today's show. You remember the long-term road funding formula that was part of the budget they finally passed, signed into law October 9th? Well, it created a new tax. The state's leading cannabis trade association filed a lawsuit regarding the newly created 24% wholesale cannabis tax. Well, the case went to trial. Why? Because the tax is supposed to start on New Year's Day. A week from tomorrow is when the new tax will be implemented. It will have a direct effect on retail sales because the cost is going to be passed on to the people who provide the cannabis to the stores. Well, Court of Claims held that the tax was legal and constitutional. As a result, the state's leading cannabis trade association is now filing an appeal. A spokesperson for the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association said the appeal is intended to protect the will of the Michigan voters. We stand by our belief that the Court of Claims did not make the right call when it issued an opinion that declined to block the Michigan legislature's new unconstitutional 24% wholesale tax on cannabis that's going into effect on New Year's Day, said their spokesperson, Rose Tranterfall. Tranterfall went on to say, our filing requests that the Court of Appeals take up our lawsuit, which we continue to believe is an exceptionally strong case on its merits. We believe that the new 24% wholesale tax violates the will of the voters who approved the 2018 citizen ballot initiative that legalized marijuana here in the state of Michigan. And we will not back down from fighting the will of the people in the courts. Therefore, the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association asked the Michigan Court of Appeals to immediately consider their appeal due to the fact that the new wholesale tax is set to go into effect next week on January 1st. The MCIA, as well as the Harrisontown Township, Macomb County-based Holistic Research Group, filed separate lawsuits challenging the new wholesale tax. The court consolidated the two cases. Earlier this month, Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel denied the plaintiff's request for a preliminary injunction blocking implementation of the tax. That was done on December 8th. They then went ahead and filed their lawsuits in the courts. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is that this is a process, folks, that has to respond kind of quickly, even during the holidays. Tomorrow being Christmas, back to work on Friday, back to work on Monday. Well, next Thursday is New Year's Day, and that's when the tax goes into effect. Now, what is the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association asking for in their lawsuit? As plaintiffs, what are they specifically asking for? Well, they want the tax struck down as being unconstitutional per the constitutional amendment from their ballot proposal of 2018, arguing that the rushed and chaotic late night process that led to this new wholesale tax occurred in violating several constitutional provisions. Spokesperson Trent DeFault said it's important that the appeal is moved to the Court of Appeals and expedited, because waiting for a trial would cause unnecessary delay for the Court of Appeals to consider these pending important issues. Any delay in reaching an ultimate decision harms the industry, which is likely to face this unconstitutional wholesale tax until then. She said the stakes are incredibly high. The Michigan cannabis industry has been a major impact engine for our state since voters legalized marijuana back in 2018. She went on to say that their industry statewide has created 47,000 new jobs, has pumped $331 million annually directly to schools, roads, and other public priorities through their 10% excise tax that we collect, also generating an additional $188 million in annual sales tax. So basically, folks, you have over $500 million in taxes that this industry brings to Lansing. Well, she went on to say this unconstitutional move by the legislature jeopardizes all of that. She noted that one cannabis operation in Weberville has already announced it's going to close as a result of the higher cost of doing business. She mentioned also another business said that they are preparing to make that same decision as well. Finally, how is it affecting us up here in our listening area? Well, one business store in Upper Peninsula permanently laid off 61 employees just last week. Pretty interesting how much it's having impact already. One of the things you have to understand is that this process, folks, of what they did in the budget to send this money for road funding could actually impact this entire industry and cause many, many stores to close. Could also impact the amount of sales, therefore hurting the wholesalers that produce the product. So we'll continue following this court process here during the holidays. We'll see if they do expedite the case and decide to make a ruling at the Court of Appeals. I'm sure the industry is fully prepared that the Court of Appeals doesn't rule this tax being unconstitutional. I'm sure they'll probably take it all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. But time is of the essence, since it's going to be implemented a week from tomorrow. So we'll continue to follow this story and we'll keep you updated. Now, one of the things that we have also taken note of is clemency. End of the year, for the record, Governor Gretchen Whitmer granted clemency to five people. Their crimes include armed robbery, murder, drugs, and included one pardon for a woman who completed her sentence back in 2009. Governor Whitmer said her decisions came after reviewing clemency applications and recommendations from the Michigan Parole Board. As a former prosecutor, I am committed to keeping people safe while ensuring our criminal justice system works for all Michiganders. I'm proud of our bipartisan work to enact historic criminal justice reform and put more Michiganders on paths to a brighter future. Today, we build on that work by granting clemency to five Michiganders who have taken accountability for their actions. One pardon set aside the actual conviction. Bianca Nellard, 32 years old, was sentenced in March of 2009 to 2 years and 3 months to 9 years for armed robbery. She served all 9 years and therefore has been granted a pardon. So, that's basically the story. I don't want to get into all the details of these crimes and these people, but basically, this year, clemency to four and a pardon for one. Pretty much on line, on par with previous years by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Let's see. We got this story. Yep. We're going to have to push that to the final segment. We've got this short little story I want to get into before we wrap up this Christmas Eve show. Greatly appreciate it. Cliff Tellini, real quick, text message. How much does it cost in added health care, mental health care to the public? Yes, I understand totally. He said the appeal is going to take 2 years regarding the cannabis appeal. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Galen. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment on this Christmas Eve day. We will not be on the radio tomorrow. We have a Christmas Day special by Jerry Stewart show that is a one-hour show. It will repeat all 3 hours tomorrow during this time slot as we are joining you guys in taking off for Christmas Day. The governor yesterday called all the actively deployed members of the Michigan National Guard to wish them a happy holiday season and a happy new year. Whitmer spoke to airmen currently deployed in Germany to support the U.S. European Command, along with soldiers deployed in Kuwait. They're supporting the U.S. Central Command, as well as soldiers deployed to the southwest border in support of Joint Interagency Task Force West. As Michiganders who serve in uniform, you represent the best of us. It's an honor to speak to many of the deployed service members today and convey to them my gratitude. As we celebrate the holidays and gather with family, friends, and loved ones, I encourage every Michigander to take a moment to acknowledge the selfless sacrifices that these individuals make every day, and we pray for their safe return back home. The soldiers and airmen are members of the 217th Air Operations Group, the 110th Wing in Battle Creek, Alpha Company, the 3-126 Infantry Battalion from Detroit, Bravo Company, the 3-126 Infantry Battalion from Wyoming, and the 1,430th Engineer Company right here from Northern Michigan in Traverse City. Governor made the Zoom video type call that was on display at all the bases where the troops were able to attend. Also joining on the call was U.S. Army Major General Paul D. Rogers, Adjutant General and Director of the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, said that there are more than 800 Michigander members serving away from their homes and families. Their service deserves our deepest respect, and we look forward to welcoming every unit and individual back home safely to their loved ones. So I, too, join the governor and the Army Major General thanking our military folks serving basically all over the world and from all different parts of the state of Michigan. Didn't realize that we had that many servicemen serving from Michigan all over the world. So thank you very much for your service. God bless you guys. And thank you very much for what you do for our state and our country. Final thoughts I want to wrap up with today. I truly wish every single one of you a blessed and merry Christmas day tomorrow. I hope that you absolutely, absolutely spend quality time with your family. And again, I ask that you share with the young people the true meaning of Christmas. If you're together in person, or maybe you're only talking on a speakerphone or a FaceTime on an iPhone, take a moment and talk to the young people. And very simply just say to them, I wanted you to know how thankful I am for this day and the true meaning of the day. We are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to understand the importance of why we celebrate Christmas. This is something that we need to emphasize with our young people, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. It's something that they need to understand the reason for the season. It's not just about presents. It's not just about getting together with family. It's not just making phone calls, sending text messages, sending Christmas cards. That's all part of it. But the young people truly need to understand the reason. I don't know if our kids are teaching this to our grandkids, our great-grandkids. We can just look at public schools. We can even look at statements by our own governor. Want to wish everybody happy holidays. I understand not everybody are Christians. I get it. But the main reason for the day, the main reason for the day of Christmas, I mean, it's got Christ right in its name. At least acknowledge that and get them to understand what it's truly about. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Enjoy Jerry Stewart's Christmas Day show tomorrow. It will be on from 9 to noon for all 3 hours of our show. And then we will be back on Friday, December 26th. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebar.